This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Jesus, we give you glory. Let us all raise our voice and trust the Lord to make us a great light, to give us ability to shine brighter. Rada rabade badada rezekete barada kata radabade rebrota badabada bada. We desire to be greater light. We desire to shine, O God. We cannot do this by our own strength, but by your power and grace we are well able. Rata radada kata badahaya rebrete badabada badahaya. In Jesus' name. As we have learned, as salt, Jesus was teaching that we must carry quality called flavor. And as light, we must carry quality which is intensity. As he was teaching, he said that light can be in three forms or projections. Number one, he said that light can be hidden. Meaning that that light is present, but not effective. The second thing he talked about light is that light can be little light. Meaning it is present, but it has little effect. And the third aspect Jesus spoke and said that the light can shine brightly, that men can see and give glory to your Father in heaven. My desire is that you, me, and all of us, we are going to rise and make our light shine as opposed to have it hidden or to have it little so that our Father may be glorified. Across the scripture is littered with men and women who in their generation, they stood up and they served God as light and salt, and their generation came to know the Lord God of heaven. This is my calling. This is your calling. This is the calling of the church. And what was in the mind of Jesus by the time he was saying that you are light and you are salt. Men like Abraham, who through obedience in his dispensation, he became a pathway to dimensions and possibilities. As our Father has clearly taught us that every character in the scripture is not just a character, but it is a spiritual pathway to dimensions and possibilities. Abraham, through becoming light and salt, hosted dimensions even for continuity, that the Lord God, they was not afraid to pattern his name upon him, that he is called God of Abraham. He should be called God of James. He should be called God of Jane. He should be called God of John, because in your dispensation, in our dispensation, we are the one to be light and we are the one to be salt. In the book of Matthew, Jesus was looking at the multitudes. And the Bible says a great sorrow was aroused from within him. Because when he looked at the multitudes, they looked, number one, scattered. Number two, they fainted. And he says that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Pray so to the Lord of the harvest that he may send laborers. This is to mean that Jesus identified a deficiency of light, a deficiency of salt amidst the crowd. Hence, they fainted and they looked scattered. He said, pray to the Lord of the harvest that he may send laborers. In our today's world, We are the laborers that have been called of the Lord to move across the seven mountains of influence as salt and light so that we can influence each and every of those mountains for the glory of God. The scripture says in the book of Isaiah chapter number 2 from verse 2 up to 3. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of mountains and shall be exalted above hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. This is what was in the mind of Jesus when we were saying that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. With an intention, when we become salt, once we become light, we will be scattered across the seven mountains of influence to be light, to be salt, that the mountains that are of influence to the world will come to the mountain of the Lord and glorify the name of the Lord. Light and salt are the weapons that Christ intended to affect these seven mountains. As light, as salt, this is what Jesus looked and said, these are the men, these are the women, that upon them I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Tonight, we are going to look at the seven mountains very briefly, so that we may know where the Lord has called us and what the Lord has called us to do. The first mountain is the mountain of family. God's intention when he was building a family was for the purposes of continuity and for the purposes of raising a godly seed. But the enemy has been so cunning. What he has done, he has decided to do a heavy investment in, number one, generational curses across family. Number two, evil bloodline patterns that have held families bondage. Evil altars in the family. Age-long chains and bondages. Broken and dysfunctional homes. To keep men bound, to impede the light of Christ, and to hinder the mountain of family to rise and shine. And that is why God is sending you, God is sending me into our families, that we may be light, that we may be salt, so that the mountain of family will come to the mountain of the Lord's house in the last days. Somebody say hallelujah. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 16 and verse 3, the Bible says that, thus says the Lord God unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity was in the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite and thy mother a Hittite. The day you were born, thy navel was not cut, neither was thou washed with water to sup to thee. Thou was not salted, nor swallowed at all. Now, this is the classic example of what the enemy wants the mountain of the family to remain. He wants to ensure a transgenerational continuity that men may remain bound. Remember in Egypt, when Moses was told by Pharaoh, you can go and worship, but please leave the children behind. We are not going to leave our children. We are not going to leave them behind. We will plant the seed of God in them for continuity and for godliness in Jesus' name. They told the midwives, kill the boys so that the seed can die. But those midwives, they were light. They were salt. They said, we will do none of it. And that is how the seed of God was preserved. It is you from where you are. in the mountain of family to arise as a father and break these transgenerational bondages so that our families can be free. As a mother, to be able to hold your children and break these transgenerational curses so that our children and families can be free, so that we may go to worship the name of our Lord. Hallelujah. The second mountain is the mountain of education. This is a system of transfer and preservation. The kind and quality of knowledge that is transferred from one generation to the other happens in this mountain. When Daniel and his contemporary were taken to the land of Babylon, the king said that teach them the language and the literature of Babylon. These men, they learned the wisdom and the literature of Babylon. But what happened? The time they were confronted by demonic entities, they kept aside the wisdom of the cosmos and they picked up the wisdom on the spirit. And the Bible says that Daniel was praying. The prince of Persia withheld him. He never stopped because he had the knowledge of the spirit. In the mountain of family, in the mountain of education as a teacher, we need to shed light so that we can transfer godly knowledge. You will look at a child, the child is disturbed, and you will say, no, no, no. In the name of Jesus, I declare the life of Christ in you. The enemy wants to infiltrate, number one, ungodly knowledge in the system, introduce perversion, throw out God out of the system, and plant agents of recruitment to make sure that our children do not become anything. The Bible says that Moses was learned with all wisdom of Egypt. But God took him and taught him himself the wisdom of the Spirit. In the book of Exodus, the Bible says that God told Moses, drop your rod. He dropped the rod. Pick your rod. He took the rod. When he went to confront Jannes and Jambres, he had a superior version because he had both the knowledge of the cosmos and the knowledge of the spirit. This applies to us as mothers. This applies to us as people in government. This applies to all mountains. And this is how we will become light and salt for the glory of God. The other mountain is the mountain of entertainment. This mountain is the one that has celebrities and everybody on board. But we have to have an approach to this mountain. Number one, we have to guide our children that these celebrities, it goes this far. Number two, for us to be able to make this mountain to come and to be able to come to the house of the Lord, these people, as the Christians, we have to arise and become those celebrities. Contend for superior versions of ourselves that we may be able to become those celebrities to be emulated. And number three, we have to lay a godly foundation. The next mountain is the mountain of media. This is a mind control system. It projects arts and entertainment. Introduction of evil content have brought more harm than good. To introduce, number one, antichrist system. Number two, perversion. And number three, content to draw masses from light. As light and salt in this mountain, we have to rise and say no and trust God that we are going to own the media houses ourselves so that we can be able to transfer mentalities. We can be able to transfer godliness through the mountain of the media. Hallelujah. The next mountain that I'll talk about is the mountain of economy and business. In Eden, there was all provision. God had put gold in the Garden of Eden. This Adam and Eve, they had enough food to eat and drink. But the time they moved out of the presence of God, man started to lack, and the enemy have determined that this remains so. We need to arise and say no, and contend for superior abilities to be able to reign in this mountain of economy and business. As our Father has taught us, He has told us that the name of Jesus is very heavy. It takes finances to lift it up. We have to rise and decide that no more. We are going to contend. The Bible talks about a woman in the book of Revelation who is seated on top of the seven mountains. There is no mountain that is empty. It will take salt. It will take light to be able to rise in that mountain and become what the Lord intends us to become. If you're going to be relevant in this mountain, we have to rise and contend for knowledge. Knowledge of the cosmos, and number two, knowledge of the spirit. There was a grace and a technology that was available to multiply the oil when the woman went to the man of God and said, "I just have little." But the prophet told her, go and borrow vessels. So the second thing we see is that this woman had to learn the wisdom of the cosmos to apply relationships so that she can borrow vessels and not a few. You do not have too little to be able to serve God. Is it not that this woman, if she just had the technology to be able, or the grace of God to multiply the oil, what would have happened if she did not have the wisdom of the cosmos to be able to borrow vessels and not a few? The combination of the two is vital and it is important. The last mountain is the mountain of religion. This mountain shapes our spiritual convictions. It is responsible, number one, to break Satan's hold on both men and territories. It is responsible for confronting the demonic organogram. For the Bible says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. This is the mountain, number two, that is responsible to be able to raise an army for God so that they can be able to scatter across the seven mountains of influence, that they can may be light and there may be salt. Our Father has taught us that the enemy have decided this will not be so through wrong mentorship, through lopsided mentorship, and lack of methodical sequential mentorship. We have brought up men that have no capacity to be able to influence these mountains from the mountain of religion. This is where men are made. This is where men and women are made. A little girl in the house of Naaman was just a house girl, but the destiny of the general and the army was in the hands of this little girl. You cannot say that I have too small. You cannot say that I am too small. You can be salt. You can be light wherever you are. This girl just spoke what she knew, and lo and behold, the general was able to be healed. Which is that mountain where the Lord has placed you? Is it the mountain of family? What can you do with what you have? God is not looking for what you do not have. He is looking for what you have so that He can be able to use it from your level where you are. When He came to Moses, He did not ask for anything else. He asked him, what is it that you have in your hands? Are these the children that God has given you? Is this the business that God has given you? What can you do with it to be salt and light? Remember, Mordecai was just at the gate, but he was used of God for the deliverance and the redemption of the children of Israel. Esther at the same time was at the palace, but she was also instrumental to be able to save God's agenda. God has called the mountain of religion to be able to raise men, as Christ said, "Go ye into all the world." The laborers that the Lord is looking for are men with capacity, men with ability, who can be able to rise and understand that the strategy for Jericho is not the strategy for Ai, that they may be able to distinguish and pick the patterns the Lord intends in each and every mountain, so that the mountain of the house of the Lord will be lifted above all mountains, and that all nations shall flow to it. This is my calling. This is our calling. I want us to lift our hands to God with a desire tonight and tell the Lord, "Help me to be salt and light in my own calling, in my own mountain." Lord, we pray that you are going to help us to be salt and light that will be effective, to be able to shed light, to be able to be salt, that the mountain of the house of God will be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Let us contend to be light, to be salt, in Jesus' name.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.